Graphic: Mexican cartel operative's body snatched from funeral home reappears. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on November 16, 2020. Cartel gunman dumped the dismembered body of a rival leader in the Mexican border state of Nuevo León. The mutilated body was stolen from a funeral home after a prison murder. In recent days, Nuevo León state investigators responded to a rural area in the town of Dr. Cos, approximately 40 miles south of the border city of Camargo. Authorities found two dismembered bodies stuffed inside trash bags and plastic crates. The bodies were found by a local rancher. Once Nuevo León authorities documented the scene, they were able to confirm one of the victims was Francisco P90 Velázquez Torres, a regional leader with the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas. Tamaulipas authorities recently arrested Velázquez Torres in connection with the execution of a state police commander. Authorities sent P90 to a state prison in Reynosa where he was expected to remain until trial. During that stay, suspected members of the Gulf Cartel tortured and killed Velázquez Torres. Gulf Cartel gunmen then stole the body and kidnapped a relative trying to claim it. The murder and theft are indicative of the turf war between the CDN Los Zetas, the Gulf Cartel, and Reynosa over lucrative drug trafficking and human smuggling territories known as La Ribera. Those areas have minimal border fencing adjacent to the shallow waters of the Rio Grande. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. Tony Aranda and JC Sanchez from Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project contributed to this report.